So the objective of the auditor is to plan the audit so it's done effectively. Now, audits are potentially quite complex and expensive, so although firms do have internal manuals and standardised procedures, it's vital to ensure that the engagements are planned so that they devote appropriate attention to the right areas of the audit, to identify and resolve potential problems on a timely basis, to organise and manage the audit so it's performed efficiently, to select team members with appropriate competencies and capabilities, to direct and supervise the team to review their work, to coordinate the work of others such as experts and internal audit. And the purpose of all of that is just to make sure that the risk of a poor quality audit, and therefore the audit risk of an inappropriate audit opinion, is reduced to an acceptably low level.